Baruch Hashem, welcome everybody. One of the things I personally like least is when a balabas gets up to say his own Torah before a shir when everyone came to hear. Not the balabas, it's Torah. That will not happen here. I want to thank everyone for coming, first of all. It's not by coincidence that literally the warmest day on record ever recorded in March in Toronto was today. Baruch Hashem, Rav Nissen's Torah is not only something that's heard literally live without exaggeration every week here in America, and Baruch Hashem, his Talmidim are not flourishing only here in America, but Rav Nissen's warmth is felt even here in North America, in Toronto. There are many Balabatim who have a weekly Kesher with Rav Nissen. It's a tremendous chus for my wife and myself. Our family, Baruch Hashem, has been able to, over the last 2 years, grow closer to Rav Nissen. We see him in our shul every time we go. It's a tremendous chus and a tremendous aliyah for our mishpacha and for our bias. And it's without further ado, Rav Nissen.
Before I start, normally, never in my life, you know, I thank people for coming to a shir. And I don't want to do it today also, but I'll say I really appreciate, I have a minig every lil shishi to give in the mir ha'alocha shir. It starts a little bit later, but you know, it's already 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I don't know exactly the zone time already. And this time, for different reasons, I had to leave this man a day or two early. And I felt bad, and the man said, I try never to miss a shir. And this little shishi, the last little shishi of Zman, to miss not to say the aloha shir. And the guys come from all over, and I felt really it's a real bitul teira. Now, if you have a kvias to say a shir, and to cancel it for a trip to Toronto. So at least, so tonight we have the Aloha Shir, so I'll try to give it in the same way that this Shir was given every little Shishi and Yeshiva Smir, especially give it 11:30 by night, that not guys will stop to learn and go to hear the Aloha Shir. Just when they finish to learn 11:30, instead of going to visit Yerushalayim HaKodesh, so they'll learn for another hour or two. No worries, we'll not be here so long. Everyone knows the aloha, and for sure is a malkum to melamed zchus and people, but we will try to learn the aloha together and we'll see what comes out. A lot of people, you know, the light goes off in Shabbos, so they call over a guy and they hint to him ahead and hint to him ahead, and the light goes on. This is the meaning in a lot of places in Klal Yisrael. And I want together to go over the sugya, and we'll see if you're allowed to do it, or how bad it is if people do it, and if someone did it, if you have to just walk out of his house, if you did it or not. And we'll start to go keseda. The first halacha is the isur amira lenochri b'shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do for you a melacha and Shabbos, even sometimes to save your house from fire. Chazal maybe asked even to tell a goy. If there's no pikuach nefesh or real hefsed merube or dvar mitzvah, Chazal asked, or maybe the Teira asked, to tell a goy to do a melacha and Shabbos. La halacha de isur amira lenochri b'Shabbos is bein b'isur d'raise ben b'isur d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to tell the goy to do a melacha in Shabbos. Say if it's a melacha d'raise, putting on a light. Say if it's a melacha d'rabbanan, carrying in the Carmelis, or different isurim d'rabbanan. Is the isur amira lenochri b'Shabbos. Why is the Isur Amir Lenochri b'Shabbos? We have different Mekoros in Chazal. The Bis Yosef brings down b'Shem that it says "Dichsiv kol melocha lo yase." Ve'isem mechilte lo yase lo yato lo nochri. Rashi brings it down in Parshas Nesoi. But the Das Kevin says that even that the Yerushalmi brings a drosha kol melocha lo yase, not lo yase. Tase means you. Yase means on his own. What it means lo yase on his own? What, something is cooking? Pshat is Amir Lenochi. The Das Kevin says it's a asmachta be'alme, but for sure it's not a melocha. It's not a isur deraisa. The Rambam says for another reason you're not allowed to tell Amir Lenochi b'Shabbes shelo iye isur Shabbes kal be'einov ve'yovu ilasa is be'atzmoi. If you tell the guy to do it, so everything will go on and off in Shabbos, then you will come to switch yourself. Rashi brings down another reason, Mimtzoi Cheftzecho. Midaber Dovo, Shelo Yedibucho Bechol Kedibucho B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk, these kind of talks. There's a reason that Bar Mitzvah maybe to be allowed to. Rashi brings down another reason, Shlichus La'akum L'chumre. So we have different reasons why is the Isur Amir al Anochri. If it's because Nimtzei Cheftzecho, Midaber Dovo, Shelo Yeshabes Kalo Be'inecho, but it's the Isur Amir al Anochri B'Shabes, if you most shit it's the Isur, the Rabbon or not the Isur Deiraisi. After we know this Aloch, and I think this Aloch is quite clear, Isur Amir al Anochri, we'll go to the next Aloch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, not only you're not allowed to tell a guy, Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Zayin and Or HaChaim, Osur Lirmoiz Legoy. You're not allowed to hint to a guy to do a melocha in Shabbos. Shehavi ke'amire. The Mishneh Berurah carries on and he says, even if you're not allowed to hint to a guy, but remez sheloi bederech tzivui, you're allowed to. Again, isur amire lenochi, A. B. Isur remize. The Mishneh Berurah says, of a remez sheloi bederech tzivui, you're allowed to. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the example. You tell him, I can't fall asleep, there's light here. And he shuts the light. You're allowed to. I can't read, there's not enough light. And he puts on the light. You're allowed to. But you can't tell him, please wipe his nose. Means there's a candle and it's drippy. And you want him to shut it. So you say, please wipe his nose. So even that, you know, like people say apples instead of money, yeah? So, but you can't tell the guy, shut the apple. This is called Amira, even though it's a remez, but it's called remez bederech tzivui. The second thing the Mishneh Berurah brings down, we tell him, why last week you didn't shut the light? It's also asur. Or, please do me a favor, I can't fall asleep. It's also asur. So again, Amira is asur and remize is asur. What is mutar is, remize shaloi bederech tzivui. Okay, example, I can't fall asleep. It's light. Is he allowed to? But not please do a favor. And this lemaisa, what Klal Yisrael do, Reb Moshe Feinstein told Rabbi Betz when he was doing shimush for him from Los Angeles that he thinks to tell a person there's no light in the room, I can't read, helped in the old days, not in our days. Meaning to say, you sat together in a room and you tell the guy, I can't read. So, it's called a hint. It's called a hint. No. But he said, but Rabbi Moshe told him, but if you tell a person, knock on his door, I can't read in my house. Oh, I want to make a joke. This means, please put on the light. Yeah, what? You're not allowed to say, Remez Bederech Tzivu. The Ma'aseh Klal Yisrael will not recover this chumah from Reb Moshe. Shem Zalman was misupik. If you're allowed to tell the guy something else, what we do? We're not going to do it. Please, you can come to my house. He comes to the house. I can't read. So he says, this is called, please, I can't read. Yeah? Again, Shem Zalman says he doesn't want that people will write in his name that he's usher, but he can't say that it's mutter. People are maker and that also. So these two parts, in the meantime, I think everyone knows, is the Isur Amira Lenochri B'Shabes, A, is the Isur Remez, or the Remez Sheloi B'Derech Tzivui, you're allowed to. Remez Sheloi B'Derech Tzivui, you're allowed to. Now, before we start to go into the halacha that we have to be mevar today, we have to know the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Reisha involved that Shita Saitu, that Amira Letzorech Mitzvah you're allowed to. Amira Letzorech Mitzvah you're allowed to. Shulchan Aruch brings it down and Simon Reisha involved. We don't Paskin it. יש אומרים נמותו להדליק לאמר לגוי להדליק לנר לסוד השבת משום דסביר אלי דמותר אמיר לאקום אפילו במלוך הגמור במוקם מצווה שעל פי זה נוהגו רבים להוקל בדובר לצבת לאקום להדליק נר לסוד השבת ואין מויכה ביודם ויש להחמיר במוקם שאין צריך גודל שרוי בפויסקים חולקים הסבור הזו ומשנבור עושה והשלו יחמיר אף לצריך גודל. So it's an איסור that is matter לצריך מצווה. רמו says you're not allowed to be סמך and it's only למוקם צריך גודל. And the Mishnah Berurah says even למוקם צריך גודל you're not allowed to make it. And again, these are lochas most people know, and from here the big mistake in Klal Yisrael started. Most people, this is pochus yoseh, the amount that they know about the isur amir le'akum. A, you're not allowed to tell a goy. Sayim melochem deraita, sayim melochem derabbanon. B, remes is also remes sheloi b'derech tzivu. I can't read, and he understands. You're allowed to, so you call the goy. He comes to the house, he chaps what is going on, and he puts on the light. This is what most people know. As another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reisha involves Seif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch passes the following halacha. It's the third halacha that we're learning. Behilchos Amir LeAkum. Akum shehidlik esaner b'shvil Yisrael, a goy that put on a candle b'shvil Yisrael, osur lakoil. If a goy puts on a candle on Shabbos, he lights a candle, you're not allowed to be nene. Afilu lemi shelo hidlik bishvilei. Tosid halacha. So a goy puts on a candle on Shabbos, is a isur hanoe. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch says, im oso akum bebeis Yisrael midaitoi, so the Yisrael doesn't have to leave. היינו שלא יציבו ישראל, אבל פי שאויסה ישראל בשבילו, להתריחו איסה לא תס מן הבית. אבל פי שהוא נהנה. But he's not allowed to read, he's not allowed to use it. If you have a minus chassidus, you go out the room. So if a goy puts on a light for you in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. If he does it in your own house, you don't have to go out the room, but you're not allowed to read. If you're a minus chassidus, you go out. They say over the famous mice of Rabbi Yehuda Leitzbecker, the Talmud in the Chasam Sefer, he was the biggest, a young boy, 18 years old, in the Chasam Sefer's yeshiva. And he was a mass medium of Velayla. Shabbos morning, he's missing to davening. And when he holding Chazor for shots, he never came. Chasam Sefer called two Bachim if they could go to his room to find out why he never came. They came to the room, they heard him sitting and learning. So Rabbi Yehuda, sitting and learning instead of going to daven. They opened the door, he had a towel around his eyes. What happened was, in the middle of the night, the goy came to the room and put the candle for him that he could learn. Because the candle went off, so the goy went, he saw, and he didn't want to be nenes. He covered himself with a towel, not to be nenes from the light. And he sat and learned, he didn't realize that the morning came. This was a Gvein and Mizbeka. time of the Chasam Sefer. So now the question is like this. So is the Isur HaNoe from the Maisa of the Goy? So if we have this halacha, that is the Isur HaNoe from the Maisa of a Goy, so come to Isazay. If a Goy comes to the house and he puts out the light for you, Me'ikar HaDin, if you didn't tell him to do it, you're allowed to stay. But you're not allowed to read, you're not allowed to use the light, you're not allowed to do nothing. Because he did it for you. So now we'll start from this shlav. So a person put on the light. His light went off. It's dark. So he calls the guy. He knows you're not allowed to talk to the guy. Okay, everyone is quiet. Tells the kids, let me to handle. The guy comes in, they tell him, you know, it's dark here, you know, we can't see through the Shabbos. Okay, he goes, he wants to know where's the light, everyone hints. He goes, he puts on the light. In that moment, from that moment, no one is allowed to use the light anymore, right? No amire, no remise, but the isur hanoi. There's no heter. So if you're a machmir, you jump out of the house when it happens. If you're a machmir, if you're not a machmir, you're allowed to stay, even though you're enjoying that it's light, but you can't read the Mishnah book, you're not allowed to do nothing like that. That's an aloch. But this is not the chumun I'm going to say, this is the aleph base yet. Yeah? We read a Shulchan Aruch. Akum shehidlik esaner bishvil Yisrael, osur lakoil. Osur lakoil. The Mishnah book brings it down again in Shin Zayin. You've got your dalet. ומכל לוקם לא ינה ישראל מויסו מלוכה עד אחר השבס כדין אקום שעושו מלוכה לצריך ישראל משנבו אפק זם so if this is the case you're not allowed to be nene but משנבו says a but if you're not nene מגופוי for example you can't fall asleep and the guy shuts the candle. He blows out the candle, the black, the goy didn't give you the black. With no light, it's not called melef in the maise of the goy. That, you're allowed to shut the air conditioner, it's too cold. That, you're allowed to. Or, the Mishnah Berurah says another case. If it's already one candle lighting, and he adds a candle, and you could read, Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Reisha in Vav, the same aloche. אם יש נר בבית של ישראל, אז one candle, ובו אקום ואיליק נר אחד, מותר להשתמש לאוירוי, from the second candle, בעוד שהנר הראשון דוילק. אבל לאחר שאיך בהראשון אוסו להשתמש. So again, till here, it's clear yet. So in the meantime, these are the halachos, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, when he written the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, he knew all of these three things. And I'm saying this is before the problem that we're starting to start. He knew the Isur Amira Le'akum was clear to him, that aloche. He knew clear the aloche Isur Hemize only Bederech Tzivui Shaloi Bederech Remes and Bederech Remes Shaloi Bederech Tzivui. And he knew that the Isur to be Nene if the Goy put it on for you. And because of these aloches, he passed in the following aloha, that you're allowed to tell the guy, I can't fall asleep. And he shuts the light. You're allowed to tell the guy, it's too cold. And he shuts the air condition. You're allowed to tell the guy, even, there's no cut toilet paper, and he cuts the toilet paper. Because again, you're not menacing the cut. You could use the toilet paper without cutting it. Just when you use one, the whole roll comes, yeah? But when you're using the toilet paper that a guy cut, you're not enjoying the cut. The piece of paper you could have enjoyed before, just it will be gone by the first person. This is not called that Yunene from the Ma'aseh. He cuts the tablecloth. All these things are not a problem. You're not Nene Begufan. Till here, the halacha, right? A lot of people don't know that. But this aloche was accepted, yes. Maybe later we'll find kulis. There is no heter to call a goy. And again, it doesn't have to be to call a goy. If you have a goy in your house and she puts on the lights, you know from the mice of the goy. You know from the mice of the goy. And lechure, you're not allowed to be there from the mice of the goy. But if it's a meleches siluk, or you have a candle, it's not called yunele from the mice of the goy, and b'meila you're allowed to. Now we'll go to the next step. There's another halacha. Shulchan Aruch paskens. A goy shebolas is meloche bebay shel Yisrael. A goy that came to do a meloche inside your house. Your light went off. And the goy walks in to put on the light. Shulchan Aruch paskens. You're planning to leave the room. Tzorich limchos. The kol shekin bebay shel Yisrael. Not only you're not allowed to be nene, you're mechuyev to make a bechor. So we learn today four halachos. Isur amira le'akum. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do for you a melocha and Shabbos. Isur remize. If it's remez b'derech tzivu, you're not allowed to. Isur anoe. If it's a positive anoe, you need it from the candle. You want to read lo iraner. It's also isur anoe. And the fourth isur is chiyuv mechoy. And here's the question. If we have these four halachas, so when something goes off in our house, so we're not allowed to tell the goy, we will not tell the goy. We'll not tell him, you know, please turn on the apple, that's a remez b'derech tzivui. But we'll tell him, I can't read. But the answer is, even if you tell him, if he puts on the light, you're not allowed to be nene. But not only that, but so we said, okay, so I will never tell him. But if the light is on and the kids can't go to sleep, so we said, I'm allowed to. Because then I tell him I can't fall asleep. Remez shaloi b'derech tzivui, I'm allowed to. But it's a chiyuv mechoy. Now, loch is, if a guy is coming to do a meloch in your house, it's a chiyuv mechoy. So, lechure, we don't have anymore the heter of amir le'akum b'shabbos. Every time we have to go through four halachas. Amira, revise, that I'm not nene, and it's a chiyuv mechoy. So if every time has to be not no amira, no revise b'derech tzivui, no hanoe, and chiyuv mechoy, so we cut off all of the chetimtzes that you're allowed to tell a goy to do a melacha for you in Shabbos. So the Shmirah Shabbos ki ilchoso, the Sefer is built on the first three halachas without the fourth halacha. He says, you're not allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a remez v'derech tzivui to a goy in Shabbos. But, you're not allowed to do a remez v'derech tzivui to a goy in Shabbos. But, he says, even you're not allowed to do a remez v'derech tzivui, but you're not allowed to be nene, so you can't tell him to put on a light if there's no different light here. But you could tell him, I can't sleep. You could tell him it's too cold for the kids. I could tell him about the toilet paper. I could tell him all different melochas that I call melechas silu. All these lists of the halachas. And they came and they asked him how you could say such a halacha. You write that all the halachas that I'm not nene, I'm allowed to do amir le'akum. But the amir le'akum only takes care. The amir le'akum only takes care of what? If chiyuv anoe, if there's no amir, no remise b'derech tzivui, and I'm not nene. But it's a chiyuv mechor. So Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach written a letter. את פלא מאוד על מה שקוסה בספר שמירושה בתקלחוסו היא המסוף, שכשאין האור שבחדר מאפשר קריאה, when you can read, you could read, but it's not easy to read, and you want to tell a guy that I can read properly, and there we said I'm allowed to add, because we already have one candle, right? Just it's not shining. ורויצה לא אמר לי ברמז שאין לי דרך ציווי, אין לי אוכל לקרוא כי אין מספיק אור, או שיהיה אמר לי הבייס אין אמור ומותר להנרס מאור זה. Why? Because you have already a little bit candle. דבורב אין המובנים הן אמס שצר את ההתר נבנה ואין איסור אמירה שעבה ברמז שלא בדרך סיבוי, and אין איסור הנועה, because anyway another candle is lighting, מכל מקום, איך אפשר להתיר דבר זה, הרי האקום או איסור מלוכה ובאי של ישראל, וצורך למחיס ביודוי, וזה פושר משוכנוך, וכי יאללה על הדע שזה מותר, אז איפה ירשום זמן, Knina Amor from Rabbi Adler Tainas of Shumzam Lerabach written in such a letter, I think he's reliable. So Be'etzin, the whole Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa goes through all of the cases. Melech HaSiluk, the Moshe, he wants to say the Moshe, even in a freezer, the freezer gets broken, you're allowed to tell him, Beremes Enerch Tzibui, the freezer is not working, because when he puts it out, it just makes it, you don't need the chicken frozen. You just don't want the chicken to get spoiled. This is also called Melech HaSiluk. He spreads it to a lot of cases. But all of this is good that we took care of Isur Amire, because I'm not telling the guy, I'm only Merabit. And not the Siluk, I learned all of the halachas. And it's not called a positive anoa, it's not like I'm benefiting the light, I'm just saving damage. The meat will not get defrosted, I'm just saving it from getting spoiled. I don't understand. We have four halachas when we go to check Amire Le'akum. This is from Zalman's Kasha. But the Shmira Shabbos Kirchosa Tainas, he has a couple of Mishnah Brurahs that are Muchach like him. The Mishnah Brurah, I'll read a couple of Mishnah Brurahs that say, close this halacha. And Shin Zayim, Sifkot Niyud Aleph. Mishchanoch is going on you're not to tell the guy after Shabbos, you know this Shabbos you messed around, so next Shabbos he understands that he has to behave and he has to put on the thing, but you're not allowed to be nana from it. Hina mi mayri bedover she'en gufa Yisrael nana mimenu. There's already a candle lighting, and the guy will come in Shabbos and add another candle. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to hint to a guy that if it's a candle lighting, to tell him, you know, it's dark. And he will put out another candle. The Shaila is, Einich Hanami, it's not called that you nenef and b'maisev Shabbos. Einich Hanami, it's not called that you nenef and b'maisev Shabbos. Aber Zechiv Mechor. What happened to Zechiv Mechor? I'll read you a better case. The Mishnah Berurah and Simanayin, Sifkotna involved. Osur lirmo is leakum. The Gamze bichlal amir leakum. Vuhu adin she osur lemo le b'shabes, avo shaloi b'lo shen tzibri muto. Ve ein leesor mitam shenene me melechet ha-shabes. Because anyway, there's another candle lighting in the room. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about the room that is one candle, and the other candle is not so good. Mishnah Berurah says, you can tell him, fix it. But you could tell him, I can't read properly, and the guy will fix it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, I am nene for Maisa Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein ze nene mi Maisa Shabbos. Why is not nene mi Maisa Shabbos? Because anyway the candle is lighting. So what if anyway the candle is lighting? Mishnah Berurah brings down another case. if you get letters in Shabbos, when the guy comes, you're allowed to tell him, "Oi, I can't read." And he will open the letter. Ah, it's Nana. It's not Nana because the letter is there. He just took over the cover. But the shaila is, but the ma'isa, the guy goes and he tears the envelope. So if Shemazaman Ayabach said he doesn't know. Aber der Meister in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chosso in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chosso der Meister, he says, you're allowed to. So Rebbe Liashiv Tainas, no, also. Also. The Hainu, not only Amir is also, Rebbe is in the Chzivo is also, is the Isur HaNoe, and Chutz from the Isur HaNoe, is the Chiyuv Mechoe. So if you want to tell a Goy a case in Shabbos, this command never exists. So you cannot never have a goy doing a melacha for you in Shabbos. In a second, we'll explain how some people have some goyim doing some averis in their house for Shabbos, if how bad it is, if you're allowed to or not. But Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach in the Shmir Shabbos holds you're not allowed to do amire. Remez b'derech tzivu, you're not allowed to have anoe. But if it's not anoe, you're allowed to. But the question is why? What happened to the chiyuv mechor? And we see the Mishnah Berurah Keseder. Mishnah Berurah has a shaila if it's the Isur Amira LeAmira. You allowed to tell a goy to tell a goy? Frank the Welt. Forget about Amira LeAmira, but the second goy is doing it inside your house. Chil Mechot. So I will ask you, Isur HaNoe. So you tell me in the case that there's no Isur HaNoe. Oh, but it's a Chil Mechot. So Rabbi Yashu says, yeah, it's a kasha. All these places you have to find to Rusim. But the Ma'aseh, you're not allowed to tell a goy. So the Fir Yashiv Kimat is never a chetim that they use a goy in Shabbos. Amira is also. Remez b'derech tzivui is also. Remez shalom b'derech tzivui is a isur hanoel, is a chiyuv mechor. So when is the case that you could use remez shalom b'derech tzivui? He says only very surrounding chetim tzis, but not normally chetim tzis. Shem Zalman says it can be. Isur Amira Avada exists. Chiyuv mechor isur remez b'derech tzivui is asur, hanoe is asur, but when it's not a hanoe, so melech hasilus, you're allowed to. So what is muchach in the Mishneh Berurah, that the Mishneh Berurah learns the following. Vice toys, the Mishneh Berurah learns, that there is muchach in Tesfus, that the chiyuv mechor is only when it's isur hanoe. When there's no Isur HaNoe, there's no Isur Mechoe. The Hainu. We better have to remember three klolim. Again, Lefir Beliashiv, every time before the Heteir, when you go in Shabbos and you want to tell a goy, check. I'm going to tell him, also. Remez, if it's B'derech Tzivui, it's also. If it's not B'derech Tzivui, if I'm Neve, positive HaNoe, it's also. Even if it's not positive HaNoe, if he's doing something in my house for me, I have to make him a choy, so I can't tell him the truth. So, kimat never a shaykh to tell a guy. Lefir Reb Shlomo Zalman and Lefir Reb Shmir Shabbos, even if Shlomo Zalman says, espale moed, you only have to check after three things. Isur Amire, I'm not allowed to say. Remez B'derech Tzivui, I'm not allowed to do. Isur HaNoe, I'm not allowed to benene if the guy did it for me. But if it's not Isur HaNoe, it's Melech HaSiluk, then I'm allowed to. If he shot the light, he caught the toilet paper, these things, I'm allowed to. And we have to say that the Chiyuv Mechoe and the Isur HaNoe go together. What is also to be Nene, I'm a Chuyuv Tiel, behind if he's going to put on the light, even if I'm not planning to be Nene, but if he's putting on the light, I'm a Chuyuv to make a Mechoe, and if not, I'm not Mechuyuv. This one will have to answer the Stira Sasugi. This is Be'asem, the Halocha HaPsuka. You can't change it. This is the Torah that we got Mesinai. Now, the question is, so how some people don't exactly do what they have to, yeah? Most Klal Yisrael, the light goes off, I don't know what, after 5 minutes it's on with a guy, yeah? And people did it in Klal Yisrael. Av Scheinberg, he said, Chatzadik Livrochen, was lifted this week, he was pushing very much that this one, everyone did it chutz l'aretz. Everyone did it, he said. I don't know the halacha here, it doesn't make sense. Everyone did it. And the shaila is, what is the heter? And why I'm saying that, first, everyone has to know that most people are brought up with a mistake in the klolim. The remez to a goy is like mamish, one of the little things that you have to know. Right, for sure. When you're allowed to, you have to do the remez. It's come out irrelevant. Ba'anoe, it's also alabon. And when it's not anoe, machlekes to b'liyashim from the zavet. And again, I'm quoting now all the mishabuas, but this one is very posh. So how we master it? And you have to know, in Eretz Yisrael, was yeshivas that the light went off in Shabbos. Happened in Yeshivas Chevron. And they told the goy to put it down on Shabbos. And a lot of the rabbonim said, everyone to leave the Bismedrash. It's an Isur, and if you learn the Isur, you're not even getting schaut. Have a good time instead. It's no point. This is a learning. You're not going to get schaut. So how some people do it? So I want a little bit to be master. Again, every time we have to know it's a kula. One of the reasons people do it in the state, and I want to explain to you why, because when you will know that, you will understand at least that not in everything to be nichshol chas v'shalom. One of the reasons that the Feld says that the people that did it, they were seimech an shita sa'itu that ledvar mitzvah yolautu. Even that the Ramo really brought it down, that some people have a meaning when the light goes off, they tell a goy to put it out on Shabbos, because they were seimech that ledvar mitzvah yolautu. The Ramo says they're wrong. Ein lasis ken ela le tzeres godel, like a big shem abrochas. Without that, you're not allowed to. This is what the Ramo says. And the Bishtabura says, Reisha involved, b'shem deshlo, even le tzeres godel, you're not allowed to. But these people will make you al smach de setra. That because it's called a dvar mitzvah, they will make you al smach that it's called a dvar mitzvah. B'meile. We'll say like this. I've added. Say it. So sure. These people are maker, but we don't want to be maker al smach that. So our heter came like this. And we said, you're right. I had to tell a goy to put on a light the tzerich mitzvah. The Ramo said not to. So what happens? When we call the goy l'dvar mitzvah, we don't tell him to put on the light, right? We hint to him. We do a kilay. We said, now, ba'etzem, there's no way to tell a goy to put on a light in Shabbos. Some people are saying, the itu says, l'dvar mitzvah you're allowed. The Ramo said, not to be saying, and for sure, the Erlecha people don't do it. I'm trying to answer the Amor Klal Yisrael. Yeah? They call a goy, the dvar mitzvah for Shabbos to different the marshal for they need it, but they don't tell him direct, right? They tell him bechemiza. Why? If you hold like the itu, tell him direct. The answer is no. We know the Ramo said not to, so we do a remiza. When we do a remiza, what happens now is no more isur amira, right? What isurim left? What mechoe? And Hano. So we say it like this. Mechoe and Hanoe is already something else. Hanoe for Ma'isa Shabbos is already a Safek de Rabbonim. After it's done, Legabi Safek, I'm Soymech and the Itu. Legabi Chiyu Mechoe, Sheve Al Tase. From here came that Nup Shore that people know. They tell a Goy B'Remiza. What is it? Tell a goy b'ramiza doesn't exist. The heter is dvar mitzvah. We don't pass it dvar mitzvah. It's a kilayim that came up in Chutz Laaretz. What was the kilayim? Le dvar mitzvah we do a remiza. Because the heter, the Ramo said, don't trust, don't be poisek like the itu. So we do a remiza. Remiza be'etzem is no amira b'chol. But what? Is the isur anoy, is the chiyuv mechoy. For these isurim, Sheva al ta'aseh, we can be saying, Mechan de'ito. B'meila. Rabbi Eliashiv says that people that have a mesecha to do such a thing, and they did, you're allowed to stay by him and to be nele. If he has on who to be seimech, to light it, as val mitzvah, to do such a case, you're allowed to be nele. But what is the nafkemina when you know the truth? The nafkemina is that this is only l'dvar mitzvah. If the Sunnah is finished already, and you just want to read the newspapers in the dining room, there's no heter in the world to do it. People have to know, there's no heter. If it's not a real need for the Sunnah Shabbos, or the Sunnah Yontif, or Hashem HaBrochas, not to rely on it. Stop. Even air conditioned. Now have they. A little hot today, yeah? The Sunnah already is done. Not the whole, everything in Shabbos is, so to say, yeah, the whole Eilig Shabbos is in Val Mitzvah. So what they said, Isur Amirat, it's not the guy to go to work for you. But for sure, Sunnah Shabbos is a Tzarech Mitzvah, yeah? You have to eat a Sunnah and Shabbos. So, I'm saying, the difference is that for what you don't need, not to be Seimach on the Heter. Not to be Seimach on the Heter. The Heter of the Tziruf is that we do remise l'tzerich mitzvah, we mitzaref the itu, b'meila we seimech. Again, if you don't need to do it, for sure not to do it. For sure not to be seimech on it. If it's not needed, for sure not to do it. Only if it's needed, and you have to have a tziruf, this is the marker. Again, Ibshim Zalman and Eretz Yisrael, most people today don't do it. Now, I want one more thing. A lot of people have a goita in the house. And she puts on and she puts off and she puts on and she puts off, yeah? And Be'etzem, if she puts it on, it's also. You nele mi ma'isa Shabbos. It's a chiyuv mechoy. So here again. First, you have a heter of Dvar Mitzvah, because you didn't do Amira. You didn't tell her Amira. She did it on her own. And because she did it on her own and you didn't do a ma'isa Amira, there's no problem. Here, sometimes, some of the poskim say it's easier. She could have left the light up the whole night. If she would know that tomorrow morning she's not allowed to put it on, she would never shut it. So, she's fixing what she shut yesterday night. See, you're right. If she knows that you wanted to do it, avada, you have to tell her not to do it. But if she just put it off, and then she puts it on, then b'chai gavne, you have a lot to be soymech. You have a lot to be soymech. Or if she's a marshal, she has to serve. And if it's dark, it's not easy for her to serve. So you're right, she doesn't have to put on all the lights. But again, after she puts on one, the other ones we said you already allowed to. And if it's very dark, she can't serve. So she wants, for example, she has to work here, it'll be very hot, it'll be very hard. Everything what she does for herself, you're allowed to let her to do. These are the coolest that Be'etzem we have inside the Isur Amira Le'akum. But I'm saying the Ikara Aloha a person has to know is the Isur Amira, and to remember these four things: Amira, Ramiza B'Darach Tzivui, Isur Anoe, and Chiyuv Mechoy. And this can change, these Aloha. As we said, Shem Zaman holds Mechoy and Anoe go together, where there's no Isur Anoe, there's no Chiyuv Mechoy. But Chutz from that, there's no Heter B'Chlal. But Mikol Mekoyim, what people are making today, again, it's called Mekel. Every choshev is Talmid Chochem in Eretz Yisrael today, if the light goes off, it doesn't call a guy. 200 years ago, everyone called a guy. Today, no one, there's a niskabel, came out by everyone, this chumra. Same, when a housekeeper does it, could be it's a bit more leichter, the tzirut val mitzvah, you have a mokoyim to be Mekel.